This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning President's Day edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, all across the Caribbean, around the world via the satellite and internet streaming live online. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, wherever you are, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers have the day off, but guess what? The truckers are still hauling the mail across the country. The Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. And a special shout-out goes to those roughnecks working on the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, and the northern tundra, plus to our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia. You guys chiming in, thank you very much in the chat room. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And joining us right now, Frank Salvato. Frank Salvato, of course, the host of the Underground USA podcast. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag,
of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And happy President's Day, Frank.
Yeah, and happy President's Day. I'm glad Hillary's not our president.
Well, let me just ask you a question. Did you hear the ridiculous statement made by Michael Bloomberg over the weekend about Hillary?
Well, I heard his non-denial denial. And quite honestly, if you know, just on her negatives alone, that why he's allowing this rumor to float, I do not understand.
Okay, now let me... Go ahead.
To open the door to even the thought of her being on his ticket is political suicide.
Okay, let me interject my friend Susie Q into the mix. Susie Q, say good morning to Frank.
Good morning, Frank.
Morning, Susie. How you doing?
I'm doing
now,
great.
I want you to tell Frank from your perspective, a female perspective, what did you think when you heard the name Hillary Clinton mentioned again in a political sense?
I'm thinking, why? Why are you doing this? She already lost once. Do you want to add that to the mix?
She's lost more than once.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So there you go. That's from a woman's perspective, Frank.
Well, and you got to, even among women, she polls very, very horribly. So
right.
That's another thing. I mean, even looking at the polling, there's no way that this was a wise idea. So whoever's telling him to keep this rumor alive or to have even opened that door is just not serving him very well. Maybe he doesn't want to win.
Mm. Well, I don't know, but wait a minute. He's already spent $400 million, I saw somewhere. Doesn't want to win, and he's dropped $400 million? What's he doing that for?
The guy's worth over $60 billion.
So I don't care. I don't care. I still wouldn't spend $400 million on trying to get elected if it's not taking me anywhere.
You and I wouldn't, but we're not Michael Bloomberg.
Yeah. I guess he's eccentric.
You know.
All right, well, let's drift across over to something a little different. The president was at Daytona yesterday. Plane flew around. Everybody was excited. You know, USA started shouting when the plane flew over. He landed. Motorcade came into the speedway. He said, gentlemen, start your engines. Hopped into his big old beast, they call it, and away they went around the track.
Yeah, he played the crowd very well. They're very big Trump fans, NASCAR fans are, and he just treated them well.
That's America.
The way this is number one sport in America.
Yep, so. It's America, absolutely. And finally, you know, when you talk about that, and you are right, he did play the crowd well. But the best thing about it was when he gave his little basic speech there talking about the military, and he had the Gold Star families. I don't know if you know this, but I had some friends of mine who were over there. He had the Gold Star family sitting right in the front row, right in front of him, when he was giving his little mini speech.
Yeah, it's a patriotic crowd, so so why not be who he's supposed to be? He's the president of the United States for everybody. And when you're in front of a friendly crowd and you're president of the United States, you get to do things like that. It was a perfect thing to do. So bravo. Good day for him, even though it ended up raining. Mm-hmm. And we'll see who wins today.
Now, very, very quickly here, got about a minute left. I want to talk from a first responder standpoint about Mississippi. We got a lot of listeners. I got two affiliates over in Mississippi now on either side of Jackson. I've told the folks over there, and you've told them too, and we're going to tell them again, turn around, don't drown.
Yeah, don't drive into any standing water. That's a very big mistake. It's something that first responders preach. You don't know, A, how deep the water is, B, if there's a line in there or not, even though you might be grounded by your tires on the road if a line hits you. Once you enter standing water, that grounding kind of leaves.
And six inches of water will move a semi-tractor trailer.
Yeah. So if you see standing water and you're in a flood zone, don't drive into it. Just don't. Don't take the chance.
And, of course, this is going to be bad over there because everything's cresting today. It's going to be the highest the Pearl River's been since they started recording the statistics, and they're predicting more rain today. In the truckers' report, I was taking a look there. I hated to even say it, but they got more rain coming, and that's just not a good thing.
Yeah, listen to the advisories, listen to the authorities when they close roads, and when they're anticipating road closures, and prepare for it. Don't go out. If you don't have to go out, don't.
Alrighty, hold that thought. And folks, will be right back with more. Frank Salvato, the host of the Underground USA podcast, coming right back on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy Curtis is going to give you the phone number. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our very good friends at Moss Family Automotive and those Moss Nissan dealerships they've got. And while most new car dealerships have as few as 30 pre-owned cars available for sale, when you shop one of the three Moss Nissan dealerships, you'll have hundreds of pre-owned cars and trucks to choose from. You'll also get great peace of mind because every used car bought from Moss Nissan comes with Moss Care. And with Moss Care, you get lifetime oil changes, lifetime tire rotation, special treatments for both the interior and exterior of your car to keep it looking new, credit and deposit protection, and much, much more. And let me tell you something. When you get in trouble and you got them on your side and you break down and you got a flat tire or something else going on, twice they've taken care of me, and it's all been part of the service. Now, you'll save thousands at Moss Nissan. All pre-owned cars and trucks from our wholesale to the public. You won't need to do a whole heck of a lot of negotiating. But guess what? If you tell them the captain sent you, you'll save another $500 on top of whatever deal you make with them. But make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Now, there's three Moss locations to serve you. One at U.S. 19 and 54 Newport Richey. One at U.S. 19 in Crystal River. The all-new Moss Nissan at 11001 North Ford Avenue in Tampa. Don't forget about Moss Wholesale to the Public, U.S. 19 in Homosassa Springs, and at 11001 North Florida Avenue, Tampa, right next door to the Nissan dealership, the all-new Moss Acura, right next door. So check them out online, Moss, MAUSNissan.com, Moss, MAUSNissan.com, whatever it takes. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All righty, Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, is back with us. Hey, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
We have Kathy on the line from San Antonio, Texas, and she wants to talk about the coronavirus, and I think I know why, but we talked about this earlier, and we were going to talk about it right now, Kathy, so we welcome your thoughts on this, and welcome to the show.
Well, good morning, sir. My concern here is, first of all, I don't know much about military stuff, but who in the heck in the Pentagon sent all this to San Antonio? We have an epicenter. Now, Lackland,
mm-hmm.
far south side,
mm-hmm.
About 45 minutes from where I am on the edge of town. There's
mm-hmm.
ranches and things and land out there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the person, that came down with the virus, they took on a 45-minute ride. Now they're located in the center of everything. I-10, which you know goes from Florida to California.
Yep.
So they have them at I-10
and I-30, I-35. Does that go through there? Is it 35 or 45?
35 does.
Okay.
It's
right.
A little different area.
So you got four interstates going through there. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And they have, so now where they've moved the patient to, they're 10 minutes from the international airport.
Good Lord.
They're
10
minutes from downtown where all the tourism is. And they're 10 minutes from where I live. They have moved them to a very central location. And I want to know, you know, your thoughts on this. And who is in charge? Who did this? Couldn't they send them to, like, the Minnesota or Alaska? Because cold kills germs.
Or how about Cuba? How about Cuba?
Somebody said
Guantanamo
no.
Bay. Oh, but no, I'm just kidding. All right, well, Kathy, let's discuss that. Thanks a lot,
all
Kathy.
Right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Kathy in San Antonio. Well, Frank, you know, first of all, who's in charge would be, would it be the CDC or would it be the National Institute of Health? One of the two of them.
Probably the National Institute of Health, because the CDC is almost an it's a quasi organization.
Mm-hmm.
They do things independently. We bring them in on special projects. If this was hitting pandemic levels, you'd have to bring the military
in. It's close.
Close too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm assuming, and I have to assume because we don't know who's in charge of making those decisions at the moment, name-wise,
mm-hmm.
That it's because there's a decent containment center where they moved this patient to. That said, this is all about quarantine at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't trust the Chinese to be dealing with anything the way we would on their side. You know, when they have a virus outbreak like this, their answer is to raise a village.
Yeah. Now, here's the other thing. When they came back to California, they were going to unload them at Ontario Airport. And they went, whoa, wait a minute, can't do that. So they put them over there at the old March Air Base, which is now called the March Air Reserve Field for the California Army National Guard, as well as Air Force Reserve that's there. So that's where they're at now. They're in quarantine there, I might add. And these other people that are coming back from China, I think it's 400 of them. Is that the right number you've heard, Frank?
That's what I'm hearing, yeah.
Okay, well, they're splitting them up. Some of them are going to Lackland, where Kathy is, and some of them are going to Ontario. That's my understanding.
Yeah, anybody coming back into the country or anybody diagnosed at this point in time, the government would be well served in order to keep the panic down.
Now let's,
because that's a big problem here.
Okay.
To keep them in quarantine on military facilities.
Let's play fire medic for a reason here and follow with me because I think you'll agree with me. What is it that we used to do with the people that were extremely contagious? Did we not put them in a colder environment to kind of keep the germs intact? You remember those days?
Colder and encapsulated, yeah.
That's right. Why in the hell aren't they up in Alaska? Why aren't they up in way up north in Montana, somewhere along the border? Think about that for a minute.
Now, those are all natural things. You know, natural cold is fine, but direct. Right now, you want to be able to have them in near a place where we've got resources to be able to pick it apart too. We can control the climate when you're in quarantine.
Well, I hate to tell you this, but I was thinking about a missile silo up there in Montana.
Think about that for a minute. Any place that is detached that a quarantine is natural to is better. But again, that all comes down to military facilities.
Mm-hmm.
The military understands how to deal with something where a quarantine is needed, chemical warfare, etc. So with this thing being as unpredictable as it is, as far as its growth rate is concerned, we might want to tap into that knowledge and handle it as such.
Mm. I don't disagree with you. And I'm talking to Frank Silvato, host of the Underground USA podcast. You know, I got to talk about AOC because she's back in the news again. Have you heard of the Justice Democrats?
Yeah, this is the group This is the group that got her, that put out the cattle call that got her elected.
That's right.
This is, we've talked about this before. This is, she's not the person who said I want to aspire to be a congressman. She answered a cattle call for a role to be played, and these people are actually inserting more people in races up and down the tickets, coast to coast, in order to throw off the mix.
But it's not just the Democrats they're doing it to. They're inserting some of their people in the Republican primaries.
Yes, and local to national. And they tantamount said this. There's a video out there with the people who started the Justice Democrats, and one of them is one of the Young Turks, who laid out this game plan almost 4 years ago.
Yeah.
We knew it was coming. So why we didn't do anything by spotlighting these people and just overexposing what they were trying to do is beyond me. This is part of how the leftist media helps movements like this. They didn't say anything about this new up and coming group of people. And these people were connected to the very left wing of the Obama administration.
Mm-hmm. Now, by the way, the New Way Forward Act is back in the news again, because not only was it sponsored by 44 House Democrats, but it was led by Ilhan Omar of Minnesota and AOC of New York, 4,400 words long, exactly as long as the U.S. Constitution. And basically, this gets rid of our current immigration system.
Well, good luck. The president would have to sign it. This is another one of those things about getting something into the media mix before the election. They're going to paint everybody who doesn't go along with their way of thinking as anti-immigrant and xenophobic and add descriptor here, add trigger word here. Right now, everything the far left is doing is gearing up for talking points for November.
Add Tucker Carlson into the mix, because he wrote an article, and it says the New Way Forward Act is the most radical single piece of legislation we've ever proposed in this country. It makes the Green New Deal look like the status quo.
Yeah, and it's coming from the same group. And pay attention to who wrote these things, not whose name is on the bill that sponsored it, but who actually sat down to help craft it, because it goes right back to the usual suspects from the Justice Democrats.
Yeah, and by the way, the Justice Democrats, as I said, folks, and I'm warning the Republicans, I warned them earlier, I'm going to warn them again, they've inserted some of their people into the political mix to run for office.
Yeah, make sure you know who, if you decide to shake it up in your primary because you're unhappy with what's going on in your congressional district or even some of your local races, make sure you know who that person is and where the money's coming from.
All right, my friend, I will talk to you on Friday.
Say hello, my friend.
I will. Frank Salvato, the Underground USA podcast host, and very proud to know him. He's been with me for 18 years now. And I'm not kidding you about this AOC stuff, man. I'm telling you, this is a real story that's out there, and you need to pay attention. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
U.S.
KTSA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump at the Daytona 500. He and First Lady Melania rev up the event, taking a historic lap around the track in the Beast, the president's black armored car. Supporters at Daytona International Speedway flying the American flag, and underneath it, Trump 2020 flags.
The cars will take to the track for the start. Tires will screech. Rubber will burn.
However, due to weather, the race delayed till Monday afternoon. The Americans on board that Princess cruise ship in Japan finally off. It's been docked in the port for 2 weeks because more than 350 people testing positive for the coronavirus. The Americans will be housed at military bases in California and Texas for another 2 weeks. They'll be watched to see if they develop any symptoms before they can return home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contact in the Desert.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and that's our buddy Donna Fiducia up there in Carrollton, Georgia, listening to us on 1330 WLBB, just a tad bit up the highway from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. AIT school, that's where I went, and I do remember it well. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by Mixon's Groveside Cafe, located inside Mixon's Fruit Farms retail store. Now, for those of you that have a little tourist book and you're down here from up north or wherever, you'll notice in Bradenton that the Mixon's Fruit Farm is one of your destinations. Well, inside that destination is the Mixon Groveside Cafe. They're located at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida. Now, you can call ahead if you want to place an order for what I'm about to tell you about, but the number is 941-748-5829. If you want one of the renowned Cuban sandwiches, oh, it is so good. If you want one of the grandma's pot roast sandwiches, slow-cooked, piled high, covered in Swiss cheese, ain't bad. And, of course, the BLT, one of the best BLT sandwiches I've ever had, with the applewood bacon stacked high. Then they've got the amazing Superman sub. Wow. That is a sandwich. And then they've got the nightclub sub. And they've got the forklift burger, large and in charge. And don't forget, you can always finish your lunch with an orange swirl ice cream. Oh, boy, that makes it all good. So, coming up, check them out. Mixon's Groveside Cafe, inside Mixon's Fruit Farm, the retail store.
right there at 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida. And I'll be back there again on March the 5th for Have Lunch with the Captain. Looking forward to that. All right, Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback, turned sports quarterback on Mondays and Fridays. And Mr. Patrick Hyland was at the gun show yesterday, and a couple of people said, hey, I've heard you on the Captain show.
That is correct. They sure did, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning to you, sir.
And you acted shocked, like you what?
No, I'm just surprised. Pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, we had a lot of very intentive and matter of fact, we had some people yesterday. This wasn't like Saturday, but we had a lot of people yesterday came in there just specifically to come in and shake my hand.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep. Very, very pleased and very happy to hear that. Now, we got to talk about the president's trip to Daytona.
Yes, sir. Yes, it was a good trip. You know, too bad it got rained out, but they'll be racing today at 4 o'clock. Everybody's very excited to see President Trump there. It was a great turnout for Daytona 500. And, people were very excited. It's nice to see that the public is happy with the way this country is going, Captain, to say the least. So that's hopefully at 4 o'clock today they'll be able to start it and finish it. Shouldn't be a problem. Weather should be gone, and it should be a great race. I'm very excited to see who's going to pull this out.
Yeah,
looking forward to watching it yesterday, but couldn't do it. So switch gears and watch some golf, Captain, for all the golfers out there listening. Adam Scott won the Genesis Open there in L.A., so that was his first tour win since 2016. He's a very popular guy. So congratulations to him. They had the basketball all-star game last night, Captain. No defense, just a lot of shooting. And it's a fun event. It's one of the all-star games that's at least fun to watch. So I'm curious to see what they're going to do with the Pro Bowl down here in the future, Captain, with the NFL football. So that'll be interesting.
Well, we got the Super Bowl in Tampa this coming year. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Less than a year from now, Tampa will have the Super Bowl. Let all the hockey fans know out there, the Devils traded a forward, Coleman, he's a good forward, to the Lightning for a first-round pick. So that was an interesting move the Tampa Bay Lightning made to get Coleman. He's a good forward, Captain. He couldn't be a difference in making them shine in the playoffs, so... It was a very good move on their part.
Well, there's a couple of baseball trades, too, weren't there, over the weekend?
Well, there's talks about them. We'll see if they get finalized. So, you know, that's the thing. A lot of these trades in baseball lately have not been going through. They've been getting delayed or having to get restructured or changed.
You've got to remember that there's some teams out in the West. Let's see, San Francisco comes to mind. I heard there was a couple of players in San Diego. I heard they had a couple of players they had in mind they were trying to go get, and they were going to basically trade the team for them. Yep.
Well, so we're going to see how that comes, you know, to fruition, to say the least. You know, they're talking about going to 17 games in the NFL, but the players are asking to put it off till 2022 or 2023. Eliminate one of the exhibition games and play that. You know what I'd like to see, Captain, and get your opinion, is go to an 18-game schedule. You play everybody one time in your conference. Then you play three outside your conference. You eliminate two preseason games. You keep the playoff structure the same. And then you get the best teams in the playoffs and the best teams to make the Super Bowl. And I think that'd be a lot better for the fans and the players. You increase the roster size because of the extended season to 60 guys. And I think it'd work out just fine. What's your thoughts on that, Captain?
Well, I don't think it's a bad idea, but correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't we have something similar to that a few years ago where you played each?
No.
We never had the one where you played each team in your division twice?
Yeah, they're still doing that, and I wish they would eliminate that, Captain. I think it's silly to play, because what happens is you play somebody in your division twice, and you play them in the playoffs for a third time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they don't do that in college ball, and they don't need to do it in the Pro Bowl. Just play everybody once. You alternate home and away each year, and then you also structure it to where the weather doesn't play a part in the games for the South going up to the North and the North going to the South. That'd be the fairest way to make it happen.
Okay, then let me put it to you this way. Do we now play the Super Bowl in the Dome Stadium because of the weather, and we don't get out in the environments when it's 20 below zero and all that other stuff?
Exactly, Captain. That's the game plan anyway. I mean, Miami and Tampa don't have a dome, but
no,
normally
but
the
out,
weather is
yeah, it's great. Warmer.
Yeah, it's warm.
Or even Jacksonville, for that matter. Jacksonville, I think, would be yeah. it. By the way, mm-hmm. For those that don't know, it has snowed in Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah. It can get cold there. They had the Super Bowl. That's what hurt Jacksonville about 10 years ago, Captain, when they had the Super Bowl there. They just had a weird week, and it was in the 30s for the whole week. You know, on game day, it was 42. And that's another thing. The fans don't want to be walking around in 32-degree weather trying to enjoy Super Bowl week. So that's just another thing that needs to be, you know, discussed.
All right, well, let's move on to baseball, because the baseball, they're getting ready. The catchers and pitchers are here, and a lot of the other ball players are showing up. There's a lot of excitement. It's not only just with the home team here at Tampa Bay, but a lot of excitement in the Grapefruit League. I'm hearing a lot of good things about the teams this year.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun.
The Cleveland Indians, for example?
Yep. Cleveland.
I understand they're going to win it all this year.
They got a shot, Captain. They really do.
You know why I'm saying that, don't you?
Yeah, Joe Weaver. He's, buddy.
I'm looking at him.
There you go. He's always working hard, working early.
Yep, he's back. He's back from vacation. But, you know, and by the way, let me go back to football for a minute. Cleveland Browns, what's going to happen there?
I don't know, man. They reinstated Myles Garrett after hitting the guy in the head with a helmet, Mason Rudolph. And, I don't know, man. That was really weird. Very weird situation.
Right.
A lot of turmoil that needs to be changed.
All right. So, well, we're running out of time, so please tell everybody about what you do.
Sure. Please, let me help you. My name's Patrick Hyland. I'm an insurance professional. I help out people with all their insurance needs. If I don't have the answers, I have somebody who does. I've been in the industry for 30 years. I get the best people on it to make sure it gets done properly. I'll meet with you first to see what you currently have and what we need to change for the better. You might not need to change anything, and if you don't, I'm not going to just sell you something. That's not how I do business. I'm a reputable guy, been on the radio for over 20 years now, been in the insurance business, like I said, for over 30 years. I'm here to help. If you have any questions, concerns, any thoughts, like to get a second set of eyes on your insurance paperwork, please feel free to call me, Patrick Hyland at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. Captain, I appreciate it as always, man. Always a pleasure talking with you on Monday morning and Friday morning about sports and letting people know what I do in the insurance world. Thanks a lot. God bless you. Have a safe week.
Okie dokie. And that's Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback, the sports quarterback, come Monday and Friday. And, of course, we were over at the gun show yesterday. By the way, Susie Q and I are going to talk about the gun show here in just a second. This is something that we're committed to here in the Captain's America radio show, the Second Amendment and all the rights. And we do show up at the Two Guys Gun and Knife shows. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them left, and we're going to be at every one of them. So we'll let you know all about that here in just a second. All right, the Captain's America Third Watch coming back with the final segment of the program today, and we hope you're having a good day wherever you're at. Remember, it's pretty foggy in some parts of the country out there. Please be careful. Please slow down. And if you're in Mississippi, Godspeed to you. River going to crest at an all-time high there, the Pearl River, and there's not much you can do about it. I hope you're out of the way. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and thank you very much for coming back to the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a President's Day, and just like any other day, it's a special day for some people. They get the day off, for other people they don't, and whatever the case may be, thank you very much for tuning in. And to all those listeners, and boy, you know, it just amazes me, the people that are on the oil rigs that let me know they're out there in the Gulf or up there in the frozen tundra or up there in Alaska or even the ones over in Aramco. You chime in, you're dedicated, you're loyal. I really appreciate it. But right now, let's get going with the Freedom Boat Club beach and boating forecast. Alrighty, here we go. Well, today for your President's Day special for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, it's going to be partly sunny today. The winds this morning out of the southwest. Now, they'll be variable, about 5 to 10 miles an hour. This afternoon, though, they'll pick up a little bit, 8 to 15 miles per hour. We'll have a light chop this morning, 1 to 2 feet this afternoon, 1 to 2 feet. The Gulf water temperature at 69 degrees, the Bay water temperature at 73 degrees. We had our low tide at 3:58 a.m. We got our high tide coming at 8:18. And we'll see what happens there. And remember, the beach and boating forecast for the President's Day today is going to be good. Going to be good. Calm today. It won't be bad at all. And the weather for the next couple of days isn't going to be bad either. Highs in the 80s. I can handle that. And it'll be pretty neat. How's that? Pretty neat. Now, the beach and boating forecast always brought to you by Freedom Boat Club. Now, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, we have a franchise here in Tampa Bay. It's the largest of the 206 locations located across the country. Now, they have three in Canada with those 206 in the U.S. of A. They have six in France. Yep, France, Parlez-vous Français. And one in the United Kingdom, one in Australia. Now, here in the Tampa Bay area, we have 450 boats at 30 locations. Now, you think that's something? There's going to be 50 locations and 600 boats. So they're still growing. And if you want to get in on the mix here in Tampa, talked to a guy yesterday, belonged to the Freedom Boat Club in another state, and he was enjoying the reciprocity, but I'll explain how that works in just a second. Right now, if you join the Freedom Boat Club here in Tampa Bay, you get $1,000 off regardless of your circumstance, a one-time membership fee. But if you're active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in a medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher too, then you get an extra $500 on top of the $1,000 for a total of $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. After that, you just pay the balance due, and then every month you'll get a charge for being a member. Now, this is where the rubber meets the road. Your membership gives you reciprocity at all of the other Freedom Boat Club locations. Got you interested yet? Well, I'll tell you what. Go to the freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay website, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay website, and always remember you can call them at 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, to find out more. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And by the way, yesterday when I was at the gun show, and the day before when we were at the gun show, Susie Q and I, we had people coming up and asking us about the Freedom Boat Club, didn't we?
Oh, we did. Yes, definitely.
And a couple of people said, "Boy, that's the thing I want to join." And they took the little brochure and away they went.
They did.
But we met, you know, and again, I want to emphasize that we are proponents of the Second Amendment because both of us are in that mindset. And it's to my understanding, you know, it's not the guns that that do the damage.
Right.
It's the person with them that maybe there's something along the way they haven't vetted them properly or whatever. And I heard something the other day about the gun show loophole. There is no loophole at a gun hole or at a gun show.
Yeah,
there is no loophole.
That's right.
Did you see what they were doing to buy a gun?
Yep, they had to fill out the information and they were.
And unless they had a concealed carry permit, they did not get their gun in the spot. They
that's
had
right.
to be checked.
Exactly.
They had to be checked. Yep, and they had to have ID, and it wasn't just any ID. They had to have legitimate ID,
yes.
Period. Yep.
Definitely.
Yeah, so it's done, and I saw it being done, and it was being done accurately. So the next time somebody comes up and goes, "Oh, there's a loophole at the gun show." Really?
No.
No, not quite. Now, the other thing is you and I are going to be going to next event, March 14th and 15th, in Largo at the Midreg Hall.
Yes.
We were there week ago,
yeah.
And it was very nice. I liked the place. I thought it was pretty well set up the way it was. And then the next week, March 21st and 22nd, we're going to go down to the Charlotte County Fairgrounds. My good friends down there, Port Charlotte, guess what? You know what's across the street?
What's across the street?
Well, Burt's Harley, but then kind of kitty corner is the Rays ballpark.
Oh, yay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. And then April the 25th and 26th, we've got one encounter at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds. By then, the spring training will be gone, and they'll be playing baseball down there in Port Charlotte at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds. Then in May, boy, get the airplane out. Robarts Arena, Sarasota County Fairgrounds, on May the 9th and 10th in Sarasota, and then May the 23rd and 24th at the Oldsmar Flea Market back up there in Oldsmar where we were at over the weekend, and then May 30th and 31st, that's Memorial Day weekend.
And that's also my birthday weekend.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
You get a birthday present then. Okay, Charlotte County Fairgrounds down there in Port Charlotte. So
I had my eye on that orchid color gun.
Did?
Yes.
Oh, well, okay. We'll have to take a closer look at that. Because I saw it, but to me it was like, not my color. But that's all right. So let's just talk a little bit about the people. Now, you saw a lot of people, talked to a lot of people, as I did. What'd you think?
I did. They are awesome people. I mean, I love the conversations that you have. You have a lot of veterans that will come up there and we hear stories, and you have your own lingo, because I'm trying to, you know, interpret your lingo, but it is so interesting. You have so much history and knowledge about, you know, the wars and Vietnam and all that, and it's an education.
Here's what you missed yesterday, and I couldn't believe it. And this is for John, the listener that listens to Faith Talk Radio that was there. Mm-hmm. He came up to me. He's also heard me. You know, he listens on our stations, too. But we had a veteran came up in a wheelchair, a Marine.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulls up beside me, and he was talking away. He's saying, you know, back in I said, what put you in a wheelchair? He said, Quezon, 1968. I said, what?
Mm-hmm.
Quezon. I says, I was on Hill 881S. He goes, really? Yeah. We were within three clicks of each other.
Oh, wow.
At the same time, at the same place, only he got wounded to the point mm-hmm. to where he lost the use of his legs because of artillery fire. And it was constant. It was every day, all night, all day, for months.
Wow.
For months. And he remembers what I remember seeing. They had a C-130 land mm-hmm. on the runway with a whole bunch of replacements and supplies. It didn't hardly get down the runway, and it got hit with an RPG, and the whole thing exploded right in front of us. Mm-hmm. We were on the hilltop looking down. He was down there. And, but, I mean, you talk about fate. I mean, holy cow. And of all places, a gun show.
Yes.
But it brought back, you know, and both of us cheered up a little bit. It brought back a lot of...
You know, I think the young people, they need to hear these stories. They mm-hmm. need to know what this awesome generation did to preserve our rights, and so that we don't lose those rights. That is what we're fighting for.
It's camaraderie.
You've put your life on the line for this nation. So, but what I enjoyed is we had one of your fans, your loyal fans, Jenny, she came up. She actually paid to get in the gun show to see Captain Matt. Yeah. She goes, oh, I got to get in here. I don't like guns. I'm thinking you paid to come in here to see Captain Matt, and you don't even like guns.
Yeah, but that was funny.
That was
there
awesome.
There were several of
Thank
them yesterday.
Thank you, Jenny, for coming out.
Yeah, there were several of them yesterday that came in. It was the same sort of scenario. Okay, so Tuesday night, Tampa Trump Club, everybody over at Muggs in the Icott Center in Ulmerton. At 53rd, and then Thursday night, you're gonna see us. We're gonna be over at the Club 45 River Church for Army First Lieutenant Clint Lawrence is coming. And I can't wait to hear that young man talk, because thank God President Trump did the right thing and pardoned him.
Yes, you are right.
And everybody is welcome. Everybody is welcome Thursday night at the River Church, 6 o'clock.
That is an amazing event. I can't stress how much you should be there.
Yeah. And we're gonna welcome him just like the hero that he is, because he followed orders, did exactly what he was told to do, and the end result was he got in trouble for following orders.
Yep, that's right. And Colonel McAllister, he does a great job leading that.
Colonel Mike.
Yes, Colonel Mike.
Yep. All right. Well, folks, it's time to go. It's a Monday. We got to run out of here, and we certainly hope that you have a great President's Day doing whatever it is you're doing. Remember, on this program, it's all about we the people. And don't forget to check out my friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh in Sarasota. All military and first responders get a discount down there, 941-922-2345. Give them a call. Stop by, see Jill and the gang in the store and Kevin out there in the road. I'll see you all tonight, everybody. Susie Q, say goodbye.
Good night.
All right, and we'll see you all tomorrow, everybody. God bless America.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Wi-Fi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.